Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Sara, Malka Bat Allegra, Helen Friedman, Dorit Bat Sara, and Shifra Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Daniel Neinkin, Allegra Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harab Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Barry Hoffman, Dennis Shore, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We want to discuss the massive violence, riots, and destruction that's taking place in dozens of American cities because a black criminal named George Floyd died while in police custody. They're saying he was killed or he was murdered. I don't know whether he was killed or murdered or what the story is. He died in police custody. He was a criminal who was trying to pass off a counterfeit bill. And look at the hypocrisy. They'll burn down whole cities. And most of the neighborhoods they're burning down are their own black neighborhoods, by the way. They're burning down their own communities. And you have all these sick, self-hating whites, all these wiggers who join in the riots with them, who want to join in the protests with them. The hypocrisy is unbelievable. Black murderers have slaughtered hundreds of thousands of Americans since the 1960s. Hundreds of thousands of Americans. The vast majority of murders in the United States, the vast majority of homicides in this country are carried out by black males. Blacks are 14% of the U.S. population. That means, if they're 14%, that means 7%, half of that, 7% of the U.S. population are black males. And black males are the vast majority of murderers in the United States. And hundreds of thousands of homicides have been committed by black males since the 1960s. No protests over that. And by the way, most of the people who have been murdered by black males have been other blacks. Most of their murder victims are their fellow blacks. If this is what they do to each other, you can imagine, I mean, this is what they do to their own brothers and sisters in their own communities. And you can imagine what they'd like to do, to other people of other races whom they hate. And when I say they, I'm not referring to all black people. I have nothing against people because of the color of their skin. But there is a black culture, an overwhelming, predominant black culture that is filled with hatred toward whites in general and Jews in particular, even though the Jews are the ones that did everything for blacks, that liberated them. The Jews are the ones who were the brains and the money and the public relations behind the civil rights movement. If not for the Jews, they'd have nothing. They wouldn't have a pot to piss in if not for the Jews. And they detest the Jews who did so much to help them, who owed them nothing. The Jews never owed them anything. And they detest the Jews. Now, let's understand, by the way, in terms of the hundreds of thousands of murders that have been perpetrated in the United States, the hundreds of thousands of homicides that have been perpetrated in this country since the 1960s, just in the year 2018, the last year for which we have full statistics, full final statistics, just in the year 2018, there were 16,214 murders in the United States, over 16,000 murders. And by the way, that's a much lower murder rate than what we had in the 1970s, 1980s, 1990s. The murder rate went down. And we're going to explain why in a moment. But the murder rate was actually much higher than that. So, of course, if you add up all the years of murder, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people in this country being murdered. And the reason the murder rate went down from what it was in the 70s, 80s, and 90s is because you had a mayor in New York City named Rudy Giuliani. And his policies drastically cut the murder rate in New York City, and then other mayors in other communities throughout the country followed in his footsteps and used the same tactics that were used by the New York City Police Department to lower the crime rate, to lower violent crime, and to lower the homicide rate. Rudy Giuliani got tough with black criminals and black murderers and rapists and drug dealers. And because he got tough, that's what lowered the crime rate. And that's what lowered the murder rate. Before that, there was a policy of not only appeasing black murderers, but of letting black criminals go if the crime didn't seem that serious. For misdemeanors and quality of what was referred to at that time as quality of life crimes, they used to let them go. And the result was an unbelievably high crime rate in very dangerous cities, and New York was one of the most dangerous cities in the country. After Rudy Giuliani was finished as mayor, New York became the safest big city in America, and still is to this day, because even though he has his successors have been leftists, nevertheless, they didn't want to look bad by having a huge increase, a huge spike in the crime rate, so they have basically pursued many of his policies. And other cities followed suit, and other communities followed what Giuliani did, and because of his gutsy leadership at that time, and I'm not a fan of Rudy Giuliani, I think he's an immoral, disgusting person in most areas of his life, but when it came to that, this guy, he had guts. He was a gutsy mayor. He has guts. And he did fight against all, they called him a racist, and had demonstrations in front of Gracie Mansion. Gracie Mansion is where the mayor lives in New York City. And I mean, day after day, they had demonstrations and called him all types of names, and Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and all the others were involved, and massive protests, and the media attacked him. He ignored all of that. He wanted to bring the crime rate down. If he had gotten even tougher, which he should have, the crime rate would have been brought down even more. Now, let's understand something as Jews. I know that we have a lot of non-Jews, a lot of righteous Gentiles and other non-Jews that also watch these videos. But this is a Jewish movement and a Jewish organization, the Jewish Task Force, JTF. And I want my fellow Jews to understand something. No, we do not mourn when evil people who are our enemies die, or when bad things happen to evil people. We do not mourn when that happens. Blacks, not all blacks, there are exceptions, because we don't believe that it's... I couldn't care less about the color of someone's skin. But blacks have become a separate people and separate community in the United States with a very distinct, evil, violent, hateful, anti-Semitic culture. There are exceptions. There are blacks who are not part of that and who are exceptions. And we have nothing, and the blacks who are exceptions, we're not referring to here. We have nothing against them. But the vast majority of blacks are anti-Semites and racists and hate white people. They always scream racism, racism. They're the biggest racists in America. The biggest racists in America are blacks. And we are not allowed to mourn the deaths of our enemies. We're not supposed to mourn the deaths of our enemies. And George Floyd was certainly part of that black criminal culture. He was a criminal who was trying to pass off counterfeit bills, typical black con artist. So he was not one of the exceptions. He was one of the bad guys. Just remember, in 1995, Louis Farrakhan called a million-man march. He got a million blacks to come down to Washington and march in his demonstration. Louis Farrakhan, the black Hitler, who said, and I quote, "I like when the Jews call Farrakhan Hitler. Hitler was a great man. Hitler was a very great man." That's Louis Farrakhan, praising Hitler and calling him a great man. Louis Farrakhan, who said the Jews deserve a Holocaust. Louis Farrakhan, who said that all whites are devils, the white devil race, and that the entire white race will be exterminated by a spaceship flying over the United States called the Mothership. The Mothership is flying over the United States. And when Allah give the signal, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who is the captain of the ship, will suck up the whole white devil race. This is what Louis Farrakhan says and teaches. And this moronic, evil, black Nazi, Jew-hating piece of subhuman filth, this subhuman piece of Nazi filth, this piece of subhuman excrement, had a march. Barack Hussein Osama. You can't, yeah, the President of the United States, Barack Hussein Osama, who was President of the United States for two terms, he went to Farrakhan's Nazi Million Man March. He went to a march called by the Black Hitler, who praises Hitler and calls for Holocaust and says all whites are devils. Obama, Barack Hussein Osama, whom 71% of the Jews voted, or 78%, excuse me, 78% of the Jews voted for in 2008, and 71%, I think it was, in 2006, in 2012. Barack Hussein Osama went to Louis Farrakhan's Million Man March. The NAACP, funded by mostly by Jews. They're the ones that ordered the buses and rented the buses to bring people to the march and co-sponsored the march. The Black Congressional Caucus, who get a lot of their money from Jews and are supported by the Jews. Schmuck Schumer and all the Jewish politicians love the Black Caucus and kiss their black asses. The Black Congressional Caucus, they spoke at the rally. They were his warm-up speakers. Jesse Jackson spoke at the rally. He was one of the speakers at the rally, and he had what he called a sacred covenant with Louis Farrakhan, with the Black Hitler Louis Farrakhan. When Jesse Jackson ran for president, he got 94% of the black vote. Jesse Jackson, an open Jew hater, said, "Haimi Town," he called New York, and said, "Haimi only want to talk about Israel." "The Jews only want to speak about Israel," he complained. I wish that were true. I wish that were true. Most of the Jews in the United States are anti-Israel, are self-hating Jews. And Jesse Jackson gets 94% of the black vote running an anti-Semitic campaign for President of the United States. Al Sharpton, another vicious Jew hater, who calls the Jews diamond dealers and diamond smugglers. Al Sharpton got 93% of the vote when he ran for mayor of New York in 1997. Got 93% of the black vote. And to show you the hypocrisy of black anti-Semites, who are the vast majority of blacks in America, jealous, evil, vicious, ignorant, stupid people they are. And they hate intelligent, talented, successful people. They're successful now the dishonest way, by getting ahead because of their race, not because of any talent they have, because they don't have talent or any ability. Their IQs are much lower. Their test scores are much lower. They can't pass tests. They can't do math. They have no, I mean, just in a million different areas, it's a joke. And yet they become doctors and lawyers and professors at Harvard and Yale. What a joke. Solely because of their race. Solely because of their race. One year, when California had a proposition on the ballot to eliminate quotas in affirmative action, they eliminated it for 1 year until the court said, "No, you must have enforced discrimination in favor of blacks and let them in just because of their race." But the 1 year when they didn't have it, because California voters passed a resolution at that time. Now California is so left-wing, they'd never do that. But at the time, they voted for a resolution was called a proposition on the ballot in California, preventing any affirmative action. So for 1 year, there was no affirmative action. Not a single black person could get into California medical schools or California law schools. Not a single black got in. Not a single black got test scores high enough to get in when it was a fair, racially neutral situation where there was no discrimination on race. Not a single black could get in. And they said, "Look how racist this is." It's racist because not a single black could get in. Because you can't score on the test. If you can't score high enough on the test, tough. Stop playing basketball and stop robbing people and stop smoking crack and stop doing other worthless things that you're doing and learn and become educated, and then maybe you could pass the test. And the hypocrisy. Yankel Rosenbaum, an Australian rabbinical student who was visiting in the Crown Heights section of Brooklyn in 1991, was brutally murdered by a black mob screaming, "Kill the Jew, get the Jew." Brutally murdered for no reason, didn't do anything, did nothing to blacks. He was just brutally murdered by a mob. 20 blacks surrounded him, and he was stabbed to death. His murderer, Lemrick Nelson, was found not guilty by an all-black jury, even though there were a million witnesses, there was no question, he was identified. They found the knife on him with his fingerprints all over the knife, fingerprints on the knife, with the murder weapon on him, with the blood and everything else, all on him, with Yankel Rosenbaum's blood on him, everything. There was no question about his guilt. Lemrick Nelson's found is completely acquitted by a black jury in Brooklyn. Were there any protests or riots about the incredible injustice? And then eventually the feds came in and charged him, and he got a 5-year prison sentence. A 5-year prison sentence for premeditated, deliberate, vicious murder, anti-Semitic murder, a Nazi lynching. And he got a 5-year sentence for that. Were there any riots or protests or any? No, am I kidding me? The black politicians and black leaders defended the black murderer and defend black murderers. And by the way, the other black murderers who were involved in Yankel Rosenbaum's murder were never even charged. There were others, the other 20 people that were involved in that, they were never even charged. They also participated. They got zero time. They were never even arrested. And hundreds of thousands of innocent people have been victimized. And by the way, I have a friend. I don't even know if she's alive anymore, but she was in her late 80s, early 90s. She'd be in her late 80s, early 90s. Jewish woman, nice Jewish woman. Lived with her husband and her son in a home, middle-class neighborhood in Queens. A black burglar broke into the home with a gun. And she wasn't home. Her and her husband weren't home. They broke into the gun. They shot her son to death. This black murderer shot her son to death. He got 18 months in prison for that. 18 months. He shot her son to death. Were there any protests? Were there any denunciations? Did any people make hysterical claims? And were they burning down cities over this? And this has happened to hundreds of thousands of people. And again, most of the murder victims of black murderers have been other blacks. Black on black crime. Even Jesse Jackson, the ultimate black Nazi piece of subhuman filth, ugly, illegitimate, ignorant, babbling piece of garbage who had the nerve to run for president and was considered to be some great civil rights icon, a babbling, low IQ, ignorant, illegitimate, low life piece of subhuman filth. And even this subhuman piece of filth, Jesse Jackson, said that when he walks down the street, if he sees a white man in back of him, he's not afraid. And he is afraid when he sees a black man in back of him and it's a deserted street, he's worried. He's concerned. This is what Jesse Jackson said. And he said, that's a problem we have to think about. Yeah. The fact is, this is so hypocritical and so disgusting. And look at how Sean Hannity of Fox News. Sean Hannity of Fox News is doing shit program after program, agreeing with it was terrible what happened to poor George, George Floyd. How terrible it is. What a terrible injustice and how horrible, and he didn't like what he saw. And by the way, the cop, this might have been a bad cop. I don't know. Might have been. But what he did and what happened in this case is nothing compared to what blacks have done to America and what blacks have done to innocent people since the 1960s and gotten away with it. nothing compared to what they've done. And again, I want Jews to know that when your enemies die or when your enemies suffer, you are not allowed to mourn the death of your enemies. If it were up to them, every single Jew would be murdered. Every Jew would be murdered. If it were up to them. And I mean, I could give you so many statements from blacks praising Hitler and the Holocaust and praising, you know, even though the Nazis also hated blacks, but that doesn't bother the blacks. They hate the Jews who did so much for them. They hate them more than they hate the KKK. And let me tell you something to you Jews that suck up to blacks, to black Jew haters, and suck up to your enemies. You are detested far more than the brave Jews that you think cause anti-Semitism. You think the Kahanis Jews who are brave and who fight back, you think they cause anti-Semitism. Not true. Because even if people do not like the Kahanis Jews, at least they respect fighting Jews. At least they respect them. They have no choice but to respect them. Even Jesse Jackson said that the Jews, the 6 million Jews during the Holocaust, they didn't fight back. You know, he's talking about cowardice as if his people were brave. His people came here as slaves. They didn't resist. They didn't resist when they were slaves. His people in Africa, the nerve of him to talk about Jews during the Holocaust not fighting back. His people are brave? A few thousand British and French soldiers were able to control the whole continent of Africa for centuries. His people didn't fight back or didn't know how to fight back effectively. And handed over each other. And the slave trade, by the way, the slave trade was all blacks betraying other blacks. Blacks selling other blacks out. The same thing that happens in America today. I mean, who does most of the drug dealing? Who's peddling poison in black communities? Blacks. Who's pimping black girls? Blacks. Who's committing the black crime and who's really killing large numbers of black people every year? Blacks. Not police. Blacks. And again, I'm not a big defender of the police. I don't like the mentality of police. Okay, that whole police mentality, because there are police who have a fascistic mentality, a terrible mentality. There's no question about that. So I'm not defending police in all situations. But let's understand something. Okay, the problem blacks face in black communities is not caused by whites, it's not caused by police, it's certainly not caused by the Jews who did everything, who to this day do everything they can to help blacks for some stupid, insane, self-hating reason. And God will punish you for that. If you help your enemies, God will punish you. You're evil. If you help your enemies, you're helping those that want to destroy the Jewish people, you're evil. They deserve nothing from Jews. Nothing. Now, we have to learn our lessons from history. We have to learn this. We have to learn once and for all to stop sucking up to our enemies. America as a whole is doing this. It's not just the Jews. America as a whole does this. The whites in America do this all the time now. And so, but just because other people do the same stupid thing doesn't justify our doing it. We can't afford to do it. We can't afford to be stupid. Okay, we're a small, endangered minority under attack and under siege for thousands of years already. We can't afford to do such insane things. We have to be a light unto the nations and a holy nation, a nation of priests. That's what it says in the Torah. That's what it says in the Tanakh, in the Bible. That's our destiny as a nation. We have to set an example for the world. We're not supposed to be sucking up to our enemies. We're supposed to be defeating our enemies, which is Kiddush Hashem, which is sanctifying God's name and setting an example. Our beloved leader, Harav Meir Kahana, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Livracha, Hashem Yikom Damo, the beloved Rabbi Meir Kahana, he set the right example for Jews. He was the one who showed us the way Jews are supposed to behave. And what Jews are supposed to do and what they're supposed to stand for. And let me tell you something. He was respected even by enemies of the Jewish people. They respected him because he was courageous, because he was principled, because he was moral, because he stood for what Jews are supposed to stand for. He was a light unto the nations. And what a shame. Well, boy, when we lost him, we really lost the greatest treasure we had in terms of leadership in modern Jewish history. JTF right now has an advertising campaign with our Hebrew videos. We're trying to bring the truth to the Jews of Israel. That's the most important mission the Jews have in this generation. Our situation in Eretz Yisrael with the Jews of Israel and the insane leaders of the insane self-hating behavior of Jewish leaders in Israel, correcting that and fighting that and waking the Jews of Israel up, that's our number one mission. And Baruch Hashem, thank God, we have an advertising campaign. We have 5 Hebrew videos that are currently in that advertising campaign. And we're trying to wake the Jews of Israel up. Tens of thousands of Jews, at least 20,000 Jews a week, and usually more than that, but at least 20,000 Jews a week have been seeing our videos through the advertising campaign, aside from the fact that we have many videos out there in Hebrew reaching the Jews of Israel that are not part of the advertising campaign, that are freebies. But our really big campaign with over 20,000 views a week is the advertising campaign. That's what we're involved with, bringing the truth to the Jews of Israel. If you agree and understand the importance of this, the extreme importance of this, because JTF says things that no other Jewish organization would dare to say, if you understand the importance of this, then you're in the right place. Jews and righteous Gentiles. And righteous Gentiles, of course, have to understand that it clearly says, God clearly says, I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee, meaning the Jews. If you bless the Jews, you're blessed. If you curse the Jews, you're cursed. If you're fighting on the side of the Jews, you're in the right place. Even if the whole world is against them, God is more powerful than the whole world, and God commands people to support his people, the Jewish people. So that's our battle. And we're going to take our stands and fight for what's right. By the way, people are being fired from their jobs for daring to post on Facebook or somewhere else criticism of the black rioters. Nothing racist, just criticizing and condemning the black rioters and saying they don't agree with what's being done in the protests, involving George Floyd. And people are being fired from their jobs for expressing their opinions. You're not allowed to criticize black rioters, black protesters, black racist hypocrites, Jew-hating black racist hypocrites. If you dare do that, you'll be fired from your job. That's a nation that respects free opinion and free speech and First Amendment. What a joke, what farce, what hypocrisy. What hypocrisy. The time has come for someone to speak up and tell the truth and respond. Since nobody else is willing to do it, JTF is, as usual, in its own little way, at least brings you this message every week. Aside from the much larger and broader message that we're bringing to the Jews of Israel, of course. In Israel, we have a lot of views for our videos in Israel have gotten altogether, all of our videos altogether and all of our campaigns over the past number of years, we've gotten over 2 million views for our videos in Israel, and that's in a country of 6 million Jews. We've gotten over 2 million views. So we're reaching the people of Israel with a message. We're not reaching, of course, it's not enough. We want to do much more, but we're trying our best to reach as many people as we can. It's not enough by any means. And the things we're reaching them with are 1 to 3 minute commercials, which is, again, not enough. But we're trying our best to at least wake people up, to at least make them aware that there is an alternative, that there is hope if people follow the path of God and the Torah and truth and righteousness. There is hope if we do that. And so we're bringing them that message. And that is very important, to pave the way for the future day when we will have Jewish leaders like Rabbi Kahana, who will offer the Jewish people a chance to get out of this and to bring final redemption to Israel and to the world. If we fight together as a team, we can make this a better world and we can change history. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim ben Pesach. Shalom.